What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey everyone, Robert here to tell you about a new sci-fi show from our friends at Voyage Media called Enemy Within. This show is kind of like a cross between Ex Machina and the Terminator series. Basically, it's like if Linda Hamilton from Terminator 2 got a cybernetic implant that enhanced her abilities and used that to fight to survive, but with the existential questions and contained nature of Ex Machina. It's a really crazy series, especially if you're a fan of sci-fi action or thrillers. The entire series is out right now, so you can search for Enemy Within wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the next episode of Tower 4.
7 Lamb Productions presents Tower 4. Season 3 Prologue.
Dr. Callaway, wait a moment.
Miles, what are you doing here?
Trying to stop you.
Trying to stop me?
That's right. What's that? I motioned to the folder under his arm.
What do you think?
I grabbed his arm and led him around the corner to the other hallway. Don't show them.
They want proof.
No, they don't. They want to pull funding.
Which they'll do without proof.
It doesn't matter what you show them. They're going to pull out no matter what.
You don't know that.
I do.
How?
I have my ways.
I don't need speculation right now.
It's not speculation.
Then what is it?
There's a report. It was leaked to the press. My editor friend says they're gonna run the story Monday.
What kind of report?
Does it matter if anything leaks? We're up the creek.
Tell him not to run it.
Who?
Your friend.
On what authority?
He's your friend, right?
Well, it's not his call.
Well then, what's pulling funding going to do? The board's not going to be able to hide it if the story's already slated for release.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
Two of their biggest investors are Senator Darris and the new electee, Colton Wester. If they cut funding, they've been promised the story won't run.
How can they do that?
I don't know.
Your editor friend—
It's not him. It's not his call. There's no way around this.
You think I'm scared?
Well, you should be.
It won't matter once we show them—
What? Show them what? What we had is gone. And if it does reappear, if it does, it's not likely to be for another 8 to 10 years. They won't want to wait. He scratched his stubble and clicked his tongue.
No. No. We can't hold back. I can change their minds.
Their minds are already set.
No. No, I can do it.
Doctor!
I can do it.
I sat on the metal bench just outside the front doors. A storm was moving in. The sky looked nasty. I checked my watch. It'd been nearly 2 hours. He must have been fighting hard. Just then, he came storming out. Damon!
They're fools. Each and every one of them.
Lack of persuasion?
You know what they told me to do with all the samples? With all the reports?
I can imagine.
Well, I won't have it.
They're shutting us down, right?
It's complete bullshit.
He tossed his folder into a nearby trash can. You might not want to do that.
Why?
He huffed, but took a moment to read my face. I bit my lip.
What is it?
Come on, let's go grab a drink. I'll pay.
I'm not up for it right now.
Trust me, you want to hear me out, but not here, okay? I gave a slight nod to the camera in the nook of the overhang. Damon seemed to catch my drift.
This better be worth my time.
It will be, but before we go, I'd suggest digging that folder out of the trash can. He scoffed, but then did as I suggested. We then quickly made our way to the parking lot. I carried the two loggers over to the corner booth, where Dr. Damon Caldway twiddled his thumbs in a nervous manner. Here.
I always feel so out of place in establishments such as this one.
No one here is going to give you a second look.
Even with us being overdressed?
I promise you.
If you say so. Now please, I don't have much time.
I held my hand up to calm him. Relax, this is important. I waited a moment, till he seemed more at ease. He took a couple more sips of his beer.
Well?
It was time. What if we could get funding from an outside source?
Military?
No.
Another science division?
No.
Who?
Certain company, predominantly in pharmaceuticals, but branching out.
Who?
We'll get to that in a minute. Before this goes any further, I need to know that what you have is credible.
You've seen most of what I have.
But not everything.
The studies are here. The details are on my computer.
I'll need to send them to my contact.
Your editor friend?
No, another contact.
Another?
I know a lot of people.
But do you trust them all?
I wouldn't talk to them if I didn't. I took a sip of my beer and watched Damon's eyes shift from me to the front door, to the bartender, to the several patrons on the other side of the room, and then back to me.
You know it's not just the funding, right?
I'm not worried about any one person.
You should be. I am.
If he didn't go to the press yet, he'll never go.
I wouldn't be so sure. This Monday story may be the least of their worries.
You let me handle that.
I'm just saying, don't ignore it.
I won't, but right now my main focus is funding. So you need to get me every study and every piece of data present. He took a moment to look around the room again. There were even less people in this hole in the wall now, and one of them was sleeping at the bar. Don't you want to continue your work?
Of course.
The only way to do that is through me and my contact.
What is this company, and what do they want?
What do they want? Profits, power, same as anyone else.
What about research?
That's important to them, too.
Who are they?
They're up and coming. You may have heard of them.
Who?
I leaned back in my seat, stretching, unsure if I wanted to give him the name yet. But if it would help him get on board...
Well?
Well, they're a company called Iris, and they're willing to help.
Tower 4, written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin as Mike, Gina Coyle as Amber, Brian Messick as Gene. Co-starring It Cornelius and Sean Stidham. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Brett Wilkins at Facebook.com/WilkinsMusicFL. If you enjoy Tower 4, visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this. Also, don't forget to follow 7lamb on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 7lamb Podcasts.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
This has been a 7lamb production.